Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph Tamid 31. In today's Daf Yomi, we go back first to the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis on the bottom of 30b, and our Mishnah is discussing the way in which the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, was brought. And so our Mishnah first says how it was slaughtered. So our Mishnah says Lo hayu koftin et hatala, that they would not tie the four legs of the lamb together when they were slaughtering it. They wouldn't take each of their four legs and tie them together. And rather, what would they do is Ela ma'akidin oso. They would, using the word ma'akidin, they would bind them, which means to say they would tie the explanation of the rush is it means that they would tie the one hand to one of the legs. And that's how the rush explains it. And that's how the Gemara is going to explain it on 31b. Our Gemara on 31b goes into greater detail, and says our Gemara on 31b, Tana Yad v'regel ka'akedas Yitzhak ben Avram, that they would tie the hand of the sheep to the leg of the sheep, like the binding of Isaac ben, like the binding of Isaac. And the Gra explains it was to, in order to recall the merits of Akedas Yitzhak, and that's how Rashi explains it also. The Ravid has a slightly different explanation. He says that they would tie each hand and each leg of the sheep by themselves, and each one, not that they would tie one hand to one leg, but they would tie each of them up on their own. And that's how the Lecha Mishnah and the Tiferes Yisrael also interpret it. However, the Ola Stamet says they would just tie one foot and one leg up, but the other ones they wouldn't tie up at all. The Tiferes Yisrael adds that this is only by the this is not only by the Karban Tamid, but this is by all the offerings that were brought in the temple. How do we know how Yitzhak was bound up? Well, it states in Genesis chapter 22, verse 9, Vayivin Shem Avram es hamizbeach, and Abraham built an altar there, and he arranged the wood, V'arach esayitzim, V'yakod es Yitzhak b'no, and he bound Isaac his son, V'yasem oso al mizbeach mimaleitzim, and he placed him on the altar on top of the wood. And Rashi in Genesis 22, verse 9, explains that what does it mean, Akeda? It means that you're binding the hands and the legs together. When you bind all the hands and the legs together, that's called Akeda. And the Gemara in Shabbos 54a explains that Abraham took the hands and legs of Isaac and tied them up, bound them up behind him. He placed them behind him, and then he tied their hands and legs together. So this, all of Isaac's hands and legs were bound up behind him, and then he stuck out his neck, and Isaac willingly stuck out his neck. However, the Rambam says that actually they wouldn't, what it means is they wouldn't tie the sheep at all. So what does it mean here? So it means that what was going on over here was that it was like the Akedah of Yitzhak, that there for sure Avram tied up the hands and legs, and here they wouldn't tie them, they would just hold it. What's the reason? We mentioned previously that the reason why they did it like the Akedah of Yitzhak, the Vilna Gaon explains, is in order to remember the binding of Isaac. But the Midrash actually goes into more depth, and the Midrash says that on the Midrash of Vayikra Rabbah 2:11 says that day, Oso Ayom Sha'akar Avram es Yitzhak Beno Agabi Mizbeach, that very day where Abraham took his son Isaac and bound him on the altar, Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kevasim, God established on that day, the day that Isaac was bound and in the end never slaughtered, Hashem said, well, from here we're going to establish two daily offerings, one in the morning and one in the evening. And then Shebishah Sheisrael Ma'onis Atamar Agami Mizbeach V'Koronis Amikra Azeh Tzefuno Afnei Hashem Zohar Kadosh Baruch Hu Akedas Yitzhak, that at a time where the Jewish people bring the two daily offerings and recite the verses associated with that, that's the equivalent as though we'd be willing to make an Akedah of Yitzhak. And so therefore we see from here that the response to the Tamid offer, the response to the Akedah is we no longer bring the Akedah Chas V'Shalom. We never brought the Akedah, but we no longer should think that's what the daily offering has replaced, the concept of actually, God forbid, sacrificing a child. So then the Gemara says, what does it mean? Why did they not do it? We said the reason why they did it like the Akedah was in order to bring about the merits of Isaac, but the Gemara brings another explanation of specifically why they would not tie up the lamb. Lo ayu koftin es hatala. Why would they not tie up the lamb? So the Gemara gives two explanations. My time. Most Rav Huna and Rav Chista argue about it. Chad Amar, one says mishum bizayon kadoshim, because it's disrespectful to the sacred offerings for them to be treated in this manner. Chad Amar mishum temahalech. And another explanation is that's the way the nations of the world act, that the nations, you should take their sacrifices and tie it up in this manner when they would bring the idolatry. And so therefore, we cannot do it that way. So the difference between them is if they would somehow be bound with silk or with gold thread. We see from here an interesting point. Even though some want to say that sacrifices are, because that's how the nations of the world were doing it, there's a Rambam talks about it, that the whole idea of a sacrifice is because we want to try and redirect our prayers from doing it in the manner in which the nations of the world do it. But even according to that, we want to make a distinction that we are not like the nations of the world, that they do it in a specific way. We do it in our own way. Our service to Hashem, even when it looks like the way other nations offer their services, ours has to be done in our unique way and not like the chukos, not like the ways of the nations.